KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 41 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Law enforcement and rescue personnel are on the scene of a semi-tractor-trailer rollover accident off Interstate 80 westbound near Stewart. According to dispatch reports, a vehicle left the road and went airborne, ending up off the traveled portion of the road. The driver was ejected and was missing at first, but was located and was said to have been injured. The extent of the injuries and other details about the crash are currently unavailable. The Iowa DOT says westbound traffic is delayed this morning while emergency crews are on the scene of that crash. And again, that is just to the west, or just to the east of the Stewart exit, between exit 97 and exit 93, or County Road P-48, and County Road P-28. Police in Council Bluffs Tuesday released still frame images from surveillance video of a vehicle whose occupants are believed to have been involved in shooting incidents Sunday morning. The pictures show a white GMC or Chevy Z71 extended cab truck. You can see those images under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you see a vehicle matching the description of the images shown, contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 712-328-7867. Police warn that you should not approach the truck or its occupants, who are considered to be armed and dangerous. Authorities had reported Sunday that Council Bluffs police were investigating shots fired incidents at around 8 a.m. Sunday in the 600 block of Stutzman in Council Bluffs. A white pickup truck was seen leaving the area at a high rate of speed. Several vehicles and a residence were struck by gunfire, but no one was reported to have been injured. Police in Shenandoah report a vehicle stolen from Coyne was recovered Monday, and a suspect in the theft was taken into custody. 28-year-old Jason Lee Myers of Clarinda faces charges that include possession of stolen property and driving while suspended. Myers allegedly took a 2001 Pontiac Grand Am from in front of a residence in Coyne. The theft was reported late Monday morning. Officers had received information the stolen vehicle was seen traveling south on Highway 48 from the Montgomery County line. The vehicle entered Essex and pulled into a Casey's parking lot, where Myers was taken into custody. He was being held in the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond. A call about an assault Monday afternoon in Glenwood resulted in the arrest of a juvenile. Glenwood police said yesterday that a Mills County dispatch center received a call around 4:15 p.m. Monday about an assault that took place at the Glenwood Lake Park. The victim reported that while exercising at the park, a male juvenile approached her and grabbed her from behind. When the woman confronted the boy, he ran off and left a bicycle behind. The bike was determined to have been stolen. Glenwood police located the teen at around 6:30 p.m. He was taken into custody and later charged with assault and theft in the fifth degree, possession of stolen property. The juvenile's name was not released because of his age. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning are expected to discuss a report from the State Auditor's Office with regard to the travel expenses of county employees. Their meeting in the Supervisors' Boardroom of the Courthouse begins at 8:30. Late last month, the State Auditor's Office had issued a report on employee travel expenses for Cass County personnel and elected officials, determined that some officials used county credit cards improperly and a county employee was doing non-beneficial work on county time. The review is for the period of July 1st, 2014 through June 30th of 2016 and was conducted as a result of citizens' concerns regarding the frequency of the Cass County Treasurer's Office travel and certain purchases made using a county credit card. The review determined county-issued credit cards were used to purchase items not related to county business. The county credit card policy specifies that county cards may not be used for purposes other than county expenses, such as fuel, meals during overnight travel, lodging, and equipment purchases. The review also determined that supporting documentation was not always provided or required for employee travel expenses submitted for reimbursement. And state officials say by the end of this year, all of Iowa's 911 dispatchers should be able to respond to text messages. Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Director Mark Schouten says text to 911 service already has been used in Iowa when a call would have been put someone in danger.
We've had cases of a suspected intruder into a home, a domestic assault incident, a sexual assault in progress, and a child who used it to report being kidnapped.
Scouten, though, cautions a call to 911 is preferable because the dispatcher can get crucial information more quickly, like your location. Pinpointing the physical address from which a text is sent is not yet perfected. If a text to 911 is not available in a city or county, a bounce-back message will be sent.
If it is working, You will shortly thereafter be entered into a texting conversation with the 911 dispatcher.
There are 113 emergency call centers in Iowa. All but 19 of them are able today to accept text messages from at least one cell phone carrier today. And Governor Kim Reynolds says the remaining 19 should be converted by December 31st.
When fully operational, Iowa will have the third largest number of call centers equipped to receive text messages behind only California and Texas. Iowa was the first state in the nation to accept emergency text messages back in 2009, so we continue to be a leader.
The text to 911 service is not yet available in Monona, Plymouth, Pottawatomie, and Ringgold counties in western and southwest Iowa. Blackhawk County launched a pilot project in 2009 and began accepting text messages at its 911 call center. And in a funeral announcement, Ronald Keating, age 86, of Stewart and formerly of Casey, died Friday. Funeral services for Ronald Keating will be today at 10 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Veronica Kesting, age 93, of Texas, died Saturday. Graveside services for Veronica Kesting will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Joseph Reinig, age 93, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Reinig will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Roger W. Nelson, age 79, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Roger Nelson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Reverend Richard Dick Hull, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Celebration of life services for Reverend Richard Hull will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Sharon Huddleston, age 69, of Stewart and formerly of Adair, died September 17th in Anita. Celebration of life services for Sharon Huddleston will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Anita Methodist Church. Norma Huff, age 87, of Greenfield, died September 28th. Celebration of life services for Norma Huff will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Louise Hunt, age 96, of Atlantic, died this morning at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Louise Hunt are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And D. Alberta Lees, age 96, of Anita, died Sunday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Alberta Lees are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.